Hello again. I hope you're having a good day. In the previous session, we began exploring anxiety itself. We started by noticing some of the physiological symptoms. But there's more to anxiety than a racing heart or churning stomach. There are changes in the way you think and behave. But first, a quick recap. Are you standing or sitting comfortably? Are both feet flat on the floor? Is your spine straight and tall? Is your chest open? If not, adopt that more confident, comfortable posture. Then focus on the base of your spine and imagine that as you breathe in, air flows upwards through the pelvis and into the lower parts of the belly. And that as you breathe out, that air is softly released. Continue to breathe in this way. Make the breath very gentle, very subtle, very soft, so that it ebbs and flows just in the area below the belly button. Continue breathing like this. And as you do, wait for a thought to arise. And just notice what kind of thought visits. Is it a relaxed thought or an anxious thought? A judgmental thought or a curious thought? A helpful thought or an unhelpful thought? Are you still breathing softly, deep down in the belly? Is your spine still comfortably upright? And can you let your head float upwards like a balloon so that your spine feels long and tall? Now, once again, be curious about what thoughts visit. Do you believe the thoughts are true? Confident people recognize that thoughts are not factual. They might be worries, or opinions, or judgments, but they are not truths. You don't have to believe them. Going forward, it's important to remember that your thoughts don't have to be believed. And so if you're feeling anxious, ask, what am I thinking? And check to see whether you're focused on something real, something you can actually see, hear, or touch right now, or is it just your mind making up stories? You can choose to believe only those thoughts that are helpful. That's it for this session. Remember to keep practicing the skills you've learned so far. You overcome anxiety by replacing your old habits with new ones. And you do this by making these small changes over and over and over and over again as often as you can. In the next session, we'll explore what actions you can take to boost your confidence and lessen your anxiety. See you then.